I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria shortens its name to just Islamic State, it means trouble. That ominous announcement came over the weekend. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains.
They have now declared a caliphate across this region. They have declared the leader of ISIS as the new caliph, who essentially is taking the title as the leader of the world's Muslim people.
The new regime in Iraq is anything but benevolent.
As far as open ministry, that is not something that ISIS is going to tolerate, particularly outreach, evangelism, sharing the gospel with Muslims.
Next, South Sudan has been named as one of the world's most fragile nations. Mark Kelly of Baptist Global Response shares more.
People are suffering horribly. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced into about 30 refugee camps that are located in extremely inhospitable areas. Even if a ceasefire actually took hold and worked, a food crisis is still very, very likely to emerge.
BGR is working with their partners on a relief project that delivers the gospel and clean water to refugees. You can help fund their efforts at missionnetworknews.org. And there are reasons to rejoice in South Asia. One of the region's 500-plus languages is about to gain access to God's Word. According to Audio Scripture Ministries, recording of the New Testament in Maithili are nearly complete. These recordings will allow 30 million people in Nepal and India to hear the gospel in their heart language. Pray the day of completion arrives soon, and pray for workers who can carry God's Word to those who've never heard about Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the free book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, from Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.